From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Why play the Powerball when you can play the Power Bill? Bill Curtis, and here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much. Very excited for our first show of 2016. Our very special guest will be rapper, actor, and movie producer Ice Cube. He'll be joining us later. But first, very important, there was a big dump of Hillary Clinton's emails right on Christmas Eve, right? What were they trying to hide? Well, in one email in regard to a foreign crisis, Secretary Clinton says, quote, "She only knows what she hears on NPR," unquote. And that is scandalous, because do we really want a president who only knows what she hears on NPR? Will she delay Air Force One because she's having a runway moment? She'll ignore ISIS in favor of the crisis facing native weavers in Peru. She'll appoint Sarah Koenig from Serial to be Attorney General. But nobody will ever get convicted. However, we're very glad you listen, so we'd love to hear from you, so give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Leah from Los Angeles.
Hey, how are things in L.A.?
They're beautiful. It was rainy for 2 days, so It was like the apocalypse, but now it's nice.
Oh, the world is ending.
Oh, it was terrible. We suffered.
Did you really? Well, it's amazing to me. I used to live in L.A., and on the rare occasion it rained, everything would turn this amazing emerald green.
Right.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful. Yeah. Well, welcome to our show, Leah. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a comedian and author of The Smartest Book in the World. He's got a new album out called In the Ballpark. It's Greg Proops.
Hi.
Hi. Next, it's the author of the advice column Ask Amy, syndicated by the Chicago Tribune. It's Amy Dickinson.
Hi.
And finally, it's the humorist and the author of the upcoming book Save Room for Pie, out this March. It's Roy Blunt Jr.
Hi, Roy.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, good.
So, Leah, so glad you're with us. You're going to play Who's Bill This Time. Bill Curtis is going to recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. Of course, your job, correctly identify or explain 2 out of 3. Do that, you win our prize. The voice of the immortal Carl Castle on your voicemail. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right, your first quote is a plea for help from a brave band of patriots.
Things we could use: cold weather socks, snacks, and energy drinks.
So what group was pleading for snacks and warm socks to help them defend freedom?
Are these the people in Oregon? I can't remember his name.
Oh, we can't either, but yes, they're the Oregon Militia. They are, in fact, a group of angry, hefty white people with goatees. They decided they would start Civil War II by occupying a government-owned bird sanctuary. Amazingly, the federal government still stands as of showtime. This is interesting. Nobody knows what's going to happen. These guys are in trouble. They don't know it. In a very threatening open letter, a leader in the birding community, and remember, they're at a bird sanctuary, a leader in the birding community wrote, quote, "We are watching your every move."
Whoa!
"And we have been watching you for a very long time," unquote.
So maybe they'll band them, you know, like
little tags.
Yeah.
Well, these are bird watchers. They are very observant, but that's about it.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, "Oh, there they are," and then they're going to
write it down in their journal.
"Lunatic redneck" in their journal and go home.
The redneck-ed lunatic.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Don't disturb them. Don't scare them.
Shh. What is the bird call to attract militia guys?
Hey, woo-hoo!
Now, there is a big argument in the media about whether these guys should be called terrorists. You know, people are like, "Well, don't call them a militia or protesters. They are terrorists." But that's exactly what they want. They want to be called terrorists in the same way and for the same reasons that your 3-year-old wants to be called a big boy. Now, your next quote comes from a press release released by the government of North Korea this week.
There took place a world-startling event to be specially recorded in the national history spanning 5,000 years.
That was just a portion of the many pages and pages from the government of North Korea bragging that they had just done what?
An H-bomb. Set off an H-bomb.
Set off an H-bomb. Very good, Leah. Yes. Right. Well, they say they did. Earlier this week, international monitors detected a seismic event in North Korea. It could have been a nuclear explosion or just Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un getting carried away in his bouncy castle. North Korea says it was an H-bomb, but experts say it wasn't nearly powerful enough. Analysts believe that the North Koreans just took a regular nuclear bomb and put a big H on it. So this is North Korea's, even if it's not an H-bomb, it was North Korea's fourth and so far biggest nuclear test. That is scary. Apparently, they don't yet have a reliable delivery system. So in the meantime, they're using UPS to engineer an apocalypse. But here's the thing. If you're not there to sign for it and they can't deliver it, after the third attempt, it goes back to North Korea and blows up there.
Now, I heard that this could be in part because of tension with China. Had you heard about that?
Well, people say that there's tension with China. People say that they want more attention. Mm. I mean, basically, they're just trying to look tough. They're trying to cover up their insecurity and genuine weakness. So next, the government of North Korea is expected to take over a bird sanctuary in eastern Oregon. We don't want people to get carried away with this whole confiscating bomb thing. You have to listen to the bomb rights advocates. Don't just close the bomb show loophole. What about the law-abiding nation states out there who want to use nuclear weapons for hunting and fishing? Like you want to hunt all the deer there are all at once. All right, Leah, here is your last quote.
My favorite part was people could only be stupid for 140 characters.
That was Sean Keller. Mm. He is a user, one of many, of a certain social media company which just announced it may make a big change. What?
It's Twitter.
It is Twitter, yes. Twitter announced or leaked they may lift their 140 character limit on tweets and instead make it a 10,000 character limit.
Whoa. So which you can have fully developed characters.
That would be
exactly
awful.
Well, I know. I mean, because the 140 character limit, that's the thing.
That's the best part.
I mean, it's perfect for pungent thoughts, quick updates. They're limited. They can't go on. That's the beauty of it. Twitter is like your drunk uncle at Thanksgiving, but he's only got a minute, right? It's limited to like one dinner. Now Twitter is like, wants your drunk uncle to move in with you.
You can't call it Twitter anymore, really. I mean, it needs a longer name.
Yeah. Now, I believe of all of us here, Roy, you were the only one who was not on Twitter.
I don't tweet, no.
No. Have you not been tempted to tweet?
Well, sometimes I, all to myself, I'll go off and, but not publicly, no.
No.
No, I don't tweet. I don't think they should have called it tweet.
You don't think they should call it Twitter?
If I started to do it, I would think, I'm tweeting. I don't want to do this.
Well, here's a question. As someone who tweets constantly, what do you do with your random, pointless thoughts that flow through your head?
I come on the radio here.
Bill, how did Leah do in our quiz?
Well, the rain in Southern California must have been a good sign because she got them all right.
Well done, Leah. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Leah.